Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, April 18th, 2013. In his website biography, tonight's guest says he's, quote, devoted to creating artwork that glorifies Christ, end quote. And while one of his latest sculptures does just that, it's been rejected by two prominent churches. The controversy around Timothy Schmaltz's Jesus the Homeless statue hit the media recently, and he's on the phone with us from his St. Jacob studio to talk about his art. We'll talk to Timothy in a few moments. But before we do, let's listen to We Draw Near from the God Who Sees Everything CD by Andrew Thompson. Now to our interview with Timothy Schmaltz. Good evening, Timothy.
Good evening. How are you?
Not bad. Now, before we get talking about the issues around Jesus the Homeless, let's give our listeners a chance to get to know you a little bit better. What sort of led you to becoming a sculptor?
Well, I've always been doing sculpture ever since I was around 16. I just absolutely fell in love with artwork, and sculpture, I think, was kind of the king of the arts as far as I was concerned. It takes up a lot of space. I find it more challenging because you're dealing with three dimensions, and it's just something that I loved from when I was a child.
Well, now you've done everything from like little small resin sculptures to like large bronze installations. I think people in the KW area know the Firefighters Memorial, as well as the Soldiers Memorial up on University Ave. Are you attracted to one specific style in terms of whether it's small or large or just whatever you want to do at that particular time?
Yeah, I love doing large sculptures. I have to confess that there's something about walking up to a piece that is larger than yourself when you're working on it. It's an amazing feeling, and it sends out a larger message. What I love doing with my artwork is giving dignity to a subject matter that really warrants it. And what I kind of think about myself is a visual translator, someone that takes ideas and almost like an author writing a book, but the books I create are worked in clay, and I think that because there's something that you look at instead of read or hear, there is that immediacy about it. There is that visual, you can get it. You know, people sometimes say our dreams are usually visual dreams. Visual information is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm working on a sculpture, I'm trying to tell a story using clay and using bronze to make people understand it. So a lot of the pieces I do, a lot of research goes in, a lot of energy even before I start actually mm-hmm. working on creating in clay the work.
Well, as you've been developing as a sculptor in that, have there been any other sculptors or artists who have become an influence on you?
Oh yeah. And this is part of my journey as an artist and as a person. I was around 19. I left Ontario College of Art. I was disappointed with the amount of abstract sculpture they were teaching. It was very much conceptual. It was stuff that really didn't communicate to me, and I feared that it didn't really communicate anything relevant to other people. And so I looked back on when I quit OCA, I actually got my own studio in Toronto and started sculpting myself. I thought I would create my own personal school. The tuition was a lot cheaper, and the creative freedom was massive. And so my teachers really became artists like Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Bernini. And what I noticed about this was that all the sculptors that I really loved were doing Christian sculptures. And so I started to do my first Christian artwork in my studio. I, in a sense, commissioned myself to do a variety of representations of Jesus and biblical scenes and everything. And the feeling that I got from it was such, it was so uplifting from the Kafka stuff that they were trying to teach me to do at Ontario College of Art. And what I had to realize is that there was something pleasant, there was something amazing, there was something uplifting about representing such amazing epic scenes. And so I realized then that when you create a great piece of artwork, you need a great subject matter, or else no matter how skillful you are, it's going to fall flat. And one thing that I often like saying is that if Michelangelo's Pieta, one of the most famous sculptures in the world, where Mary is holding the body of Jesus, if the same skill was done, but it was called prancing poodles, and the same quality of marble and the same detail, but it was a scene of poodles jumping up over hula hoops, it would just be ludicrous and laughable. And so one of the things that I'm trying to suggest is that in order to have a great piece of artwork, you need a great subject matter. And so I started to strictly focus on working on Christian subjects for my artwork, and getting more involved in how to represent what has been represented thousands and thousands of times. And I thought, well, who cares? I know Christianity, 2,000 years old. You've had 2,000 years of artists representing Jesus, 2,000 years of representing biblical scenes. It doesn't matter. I wanted to do what I felt was very uplifting, not only for me. If I was feeling so great doing this artwork, people that see it, it must rub off on the artwork somehow, and they hopefully would feel great.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not all about what a lot of our contemporary culture thinks about is whatever is new is great. You'll have people that, you know, will do a sculpture out of dirt, and then, wow, it's the first sculpture out of dirt. I kind of rejected that idea about trying to do the most innovative, fascinating thing. I just wanted to do what made me happy and what I thought would be a positive aspect or a positive influence on the society when it's out there.
Well, you describe in your website, you describe your works as visual prayers, and I get the feeling as you're talking that there's a real sense of spiritual connection with what you're doing and what is coming through.
Mm-hmm. It is. I do at best hope that my sculptures will teach people, and I think it was St. Francis of Assisi. It could have been some, I'm not sure who it is now, but I love the quote, preach everywhere you go, and if necessary, even use words.
Yeah, and that's St. Francis of Assisi.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like to think, preach everywhere you go, and if necessary, use sculpture. And it's just like, I like the idea that you can visually translate something, and you can either try, and I think part of the aspect of artists is to make it clear and concise so people get the message. And there's always a walking over the line, or not. You got to understand who you're trying to preach to, in a sense, as far as the Christian artwork is concerned. But the mm-hmm. interesting thing is, too, I look at a sermon every Sunday. You have a minister or a priest coming up and preaching, and usually there's something new every Sunday, and the minister will think about all week long how he's going to present this idea or this aspect of faith, and he's not just reading out of a book the same thing that was spoken 100 years ago, and that's, I think, an interesting analogy to sculpture, whereas I don't necessarily want to do the same sculptures that were done 200 years ago. I think that Christianity moves, it grows, and just like the preacher has to be relevant today, I think the artist has to be relevant today and kind of put a new angle, put a new light on these eternal ideas. So it's interesting. You have all that heritage, you have all that history, but then how you interpret it today, I think, is very, very powerful. You cannot reject all that history, and I don't think you break away from it, but you add on to it, so to speak, you mm-hmm. know?
Well, what we need to do is take a quick break and continue this conversation with sculptor Timothy Schmaltz. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Come and behold him. Come and behold him. Come and behold him. Christ the Lord. Come and behold him. Come and behold.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Come and Behold Him from the God Who Sees Everything CD by Andrew Thompson. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Timothy Schmaltz. One of the reasons that I wanted to connect with you today is there's been a little bit of a, I don't know whether you want to call it controversy, but some things going around with one of your recent works, Jesus the Homeless. And that actually reminds me, as I was looking at it and reading some of the coverage of the Whatsoever You Do statue in Ottawa. Am I getting that right?
Yes, it is. It is very similar to the sculpture I did. I think it's now 7 years ago, the Whatsoever You Do sculpture. And there's two principal casts of that. There's one in downtown Rome at the oldest hospital in the world, Santo Spirito of Saxon. And that's right on the Tiber River near the Vatican. And there's another cast of it in downtown Ottawa, actually across from the Parliament buildings. And it's interesting. I think I did that six or seven years ago.
Something like that.
That sculpture.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked about
it. Interesting.
Yeah. So describe the Jesus the Homeless statue.
Okay. And it's good because the starting point could be the Whatsoever You Do piece, because for your listeners who haven't seen the sculpture, it's a Jesus wrapped up in a blanket, sitting cross-legged with his hand outstretched as if he's begging. And there you have a wound in the palm of his outstretched hand. And very powerful piece. I've heard a lot of praise from people in Rome and Ottawa about how much they love interacting with the piece. Well, 7 years later, I'm in Toronto, and I am ironically going by University Avenue, which is filled with big monuments, and on the base of one of these monuments was a figure, and this was at Christmas time, so there was snow around, and there was a homeless person wrapped up in a sleeping bag lying on the base of one of these sculptures. And it shocked me, and because I'm living now in St. Jacobs, I'm not exposed to the homeless problems very often. But it shocked me. The first words that came into my mind were, "That is Jesus." And I'm driving, and I thought, "I just saw Jesus." And I kept on thinking about that. And actually, on the way back from Toronto, I was at a Kretsch show at the Anglican Cathedral. And on my way back, that's the only thing that I was thinking about. And then I thought about doing the Jesus the Homeless sculpture, which would be a form under a blanket, wrapped up completely, with the only thing that's being really exposed is his feet, with the wound visible on his feet, on a normal city park bench. And the big distinction between this and the piece I did seven years ago is this piece here, the Jesus figure, is asking nothing of you. And it's a huge, as far as I'm concerned, it's a huge breakaway from that previous piece. It's one thing to be engaged with a homeless person. This one is not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Lying there. And there's something more raw about thinking about, and what affected me so much is the idea that the homeless person sleeps, his bedroom becomes 3 inches from your feet. And there's something so haunting about that aspect of it. And it was to me at 3 p.m. or whatever on one of the busiest streets in Canada, seeing the pride of someone sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It is more raw. I think it's more haunting. I think it's more powerful than having that interaction that the Jesus the beggar piece in Ottawa and Rome has. And seven years ago, it's a little bit of a different message. I think it's a little bit of an improvement. And I think with a sculptor, what you always do is, it's almost like your previous artwork becomes steps for you to see different aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
so
the irony is now, though, that the statue itself is homeless. You had conversations with people at different churches about displaying it and having it set there. It's now got to the point where they've said no. So sort of go into a little bit of what's happened around all of that issue.
Okay. The initial idea was to hopefully have many different locations for this sculpture, to have it out there on close to city streets so people can sit from seeing this and be reminded of the Gospels every time they walk past the piece. They're like, in a sense, they're like frozen there, 24/7 preaching. And it was a crazy ride. I went to a patron for the project, a local Kitchener person, Peter Benninger, who does so much for the homeless and or the marginalized with Habitat of Humanity. And I went met him about 2 years ago, and I showed him the sketch, and I asked if he would be the patron for the piece. He looked at it, he loved it, and basically suggested that he would sponsor a piece of it to go to Toronto. And so I'm thinking, oh great, I talked to the of Toronto, looking hopefully to get it at the cathedral, St. Michael's Cathedral. And so I had a meeting with the rector of the cathedral, and this is all over months and months. Finally, I get a meeting, and the interesting thing is I was warned that from the archdiocese that the rector can put it anywhere he wants. So he might want to put it in the backyard where no one can see it. He might want to put it in a visible place, but really you can't actually, you should be happy with the piece and if he wants the piece. And so I understood that. It's almost like if you give a gift to someone and they decide on your on the mantle, you can't necessarily take it away. So I accepted in my heart that even if he wants to put it in an obscure place, it's at least at the cathedral in downtown Toronto. Well, I have a meeting finally with the rector of the cathedral, and he loves the piece. And he takes me out of the church. We leave his office, and we stand right on Church Street where he wants to put the sculpture. Right there on Church Street. I take photographs of it. I am so happy because it is the perfect place for this sculpture. And now I know that this visual message is going to be seen by millions because there's tourist buses that come to the St. Michael's Cathedral. It's just a phenomenal heart of Toronto as far as the Christian church is concerned. And so here I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's going to be right there on Church Street. Wonderful. I take photographs of the place. I am so excited. We got to
quickly wrap this up. So what happened? Ultimately, the rector said yes. Somebody else said no?
Exactly. Said no. 3 months later, oh, my God, heartbroken. People from the diocese decided not to put the thing there. So, it was very upsetting. I was heartbroken. But
so where is it now?
It's located. The cast is located at University of Toronto on Regis College, which is right near Queen's Park, which is a phenomenal location for the sculpture because again, it's I think the street's Wellesley Street, right near Queen's Park, right there in front of the Regis College part of the University of Toronto. Hundreds of people see it all the time. And a second cast of it is going to University of Western, King's College at the University of Western. They have a beautiful place put for it. So my hope is that I can get more casts of this out there, and so more people can see this message.
And so what if someone's interested in connecting with you about it?
Oh, please get in touch with me. And
What's the best way to do that?
You could email me. You could just Google my name, or you could give me a call. 519-664-0621.
Okay, and what's you've got a website. What's the best way of getting? What's your website address?
Yeah, sculpture. sculpture by TPS, my initials, TimothyPaulSchmaltz.com.
Well, Tim, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Well, thanks a lot, and sorry if I was going on a little bit too much.
No, it's okay. It's a fascinating story.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight. Thank you to my guest, Timothy Schmaltz. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. Information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.